Andy, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. Some Big B coffee is always a good thing first thing in the morning.
Well, it certainly is, and you're the big cheese today, as you're the big guest. You know, I wish I was an attorney being paid hourly billable rates, because if I was working at Blue Cross Blue Shield, I'd be a rich man.
Well, we've got a number of issues out there that our legal department's working overtime on, that's for sure.
Well, I want to know, where is the love for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mid-Michigan? You guys are put out there as this big corporate monster that's gouging profits and trying to crush the little guy.
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm the spokesperson for the company, Tony, so I'm going to tell you the positive things about what we're doing. There's a lot of good that comes from Blue Cross being big in Michigan, and that is, you know, our ability to cover everybody regardless of their medical condition. We lost about $100 million doing that last year, and the only way that any business can survive that type of mission is to be as big as we are. We're able to deliver about $13 billion a year in healthcare savings through negotiated discounts that we negotiate into our contracts with providers, with doctors, hospitals, and pharmacies in the state. And $13 billion, Tony, is much bigger than the state's general fund budget. We deliver that savings every year to our 4 million plus members in Michigan. We're able to support a social mission that provides funds to hospitals for charity care, upwards of $100 million plus a year. We support about 55 nonprofit clinics across the state to give insurance to the uninsured and preventive care services at $1 million a year. We provide $16 million a year to the state's SCHIP program called My Child that insures 32,000 kids for $10 a month per family. Made Michigan one of the leading states in the country for insuring kids. So, you know, Blue Cross, by being as big as we are, is able to deliver a lot of benefit to the state.
Attorney General Mike Cox said that there were a couple of bills in state that Blue Cross Blue Shield was trying to push through that would have benefited them greatly and would have cost customers a lot more money.
Well, I think Mr. Cox's public relations efforts were much ado about nothing as the legislature brought the session to a close early this morning. Really, the legislation that he was referring to had been worked on for more than 3 years, back and forth between the House and the Senate. And Blue Cross has been advocating for a change in the individual health insurance market. That's the marketplace where people go if they're not covered by employer policies, if they're out on their own and need insurance. It's a very unfair market to consumers in Michigan, Tony. If you have a pre-existing condition, any insurance company can reject you straight up for coverage. You really had, up until about 6 months ago, only one place to go, and that was Blue Cross. Now, PHP of Mid-Michigan, to their credit, has joined us in covering folks with pre-existing conditions, but now there's only two places for people to go if they're sick. We think that that's unfair to consumers, and we've been trying to change that to make all insurance companies in Michigan accountable for covering people. That legislation has languished in Lansing over the better part of 3 years, and we're still advocates for that type of change because national health care reform is 3 years away, Tony. I mean, the laws that govern insurance company practices aren't changing anytime soon, and the Michigan legislature needs to address one of the most fundamentally broken insurance markets in the country.
The city of Holland has accused the Blues of overcharging them for more than 17 years. I want you to react to that, if you will.
Well, that's one of a number of lawsuits that have been brought against us, Tony, by municipalities that, frankly, in Michigan are real cash-strapped. And what's happening is that there's plaintiff's attorneys going around to counties and to cities, and really, you know, they're presenting an argument that we have somehow misled these municipalities over the last two decades of contracting with them, as it relates to the discounts that we provide and the fees that we charge our customers for access to our network. And a lot of our self-insured customers, Tony, are they assume the risk of insuring their workforces. What we do is we provide them with access to our network, and then they contract with us to to process and pay their claims. We apply a fee to that service to them, and all of the fees are explained in our contracts. And over 20 years, these municipalities have been doing business with us. It just baffles my mind that they have failed to understand what they were paying for. It doesn't wash with me in the world of common sense. That hasn't stopped these attorneys from bringing lawsuits. This is the latest one. We're going to defend them very successfully in court, and we look forward to doing so because our fees are discussed up front with our customers.
An Eam County Circuit judge has stopped Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan from implementing rate increases. Talk about that in particular case.
Well, the judge's ruling relates to a action brought by Attorney General Cox in Ingham County Court. And frankly, again, it's baffling. What the insurance commissioner ordered us to do back in the summer was to charge full price for our subsidized Medigap plan. And Medigap is wraparound insurance coverage that people on Medicare can buy to pay for the things that Medicare doesn't. We subsidize it to the tune of $186 million a year. And those subsidies should be aligned to support people living in the state of Michigan. The Attorney General is suing on behalf of people who have left Michigan, who have moved outside of Michigan, but still, because we have to guarantee renewal of those policies, still benefit from the subsidized product that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan provides. The insurance commissioner agrees with us. People in Michigan should be paying the discounted rates, not people who live in Florida or Arizona or have moved elsewhere. So the Attorney General sued to stop us from charging full price and aligning those discounts to people in Michigan. Tony, we're trying to reduce premiums in that product for the poorest seniors in the state. This isn't possible if we continue to subsidize people who have left the state.
We've got two more questions for Andy Hetzel from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. There was a company out of the Pontiac area which says it was working in concert with you, and then you went behind its back to try and get it squeezed out of some contracts that it's had when it was trying to save some companies, including Ford, money with their rehabilitation services. In fact, they say that they were trying to partner with you on this. Can you comment on that?
I can't really, because that's subject to active litigation that's going on right now between that company and Blue Cross Blue Shield. What I will say is that the characterization that somehow we're trying to squeeze providers out of the marketplace is a mischaracterization. We contract with thousands of providers of healthcare services across the state of Michigan who enter into business arrangements with us willingly. As with any contract between any two businesses, we expect our business partners to abide by the terms of the contract. That is really fundamentally at the heart of what this is. It's a business dispute between that company and Blue Cross. We didn't believe that they fulfilled their obligations per the contract, so we let them go. Since then, they've remediated, and they're back in our network. So we are working together. Still, they're suing us for that one incident where, from our position, they didn't fulfill their business obligations to us. And really, this is a back and forth between two companies in courtroom. So we have our position, they have their
position,
and it'll work itself out.
Andy, I got about 45 seconds left. Our insurance carrier here, where I work, recently sent a letter informing us that you better get ready because of Obamacare and the rules and regulations. It is going to cost two or three times more to insure a family than it does now. Do you see the same forecast?
Well, we are in the process of taking a look at the new benefits that are being provided per federal regulation. People are going to enjoy much broader coverage under their policies because of health care reform, and that broader coverage is going to result in extra cost for insurers. If you're able to do something with your insurance that you're unable to do today, that's going to affect the cost in the system, and insurance policies reflect that cost. We're in the process of calculating what those changes might be, but we're not in a place where we're blaming healthcare reform for these changes. They really are beneficial to people who are looking for more expansive coverage than what they get today.